Colorado Governor Jared Polis is urging people to be civil and respectful toward others who choose either to wear a mask or to go without one during COVID-19. Polis appeared yesterday on the national television broadcast of Fox News Sunday. The Denver Gazette reports that states led by Democratic governors, including Connecticut and New Jersey, have started to ease masking mandates. Colorado's statewide mask mandate ended last May. The state's positivity rate of infection still remains high, but has dropped significantly since a peak about a month ago. As of last Wednesday, just over 860 people were hospitalized in Colorado with COVID-19, the fewest number since the beginning of October. On Saturday, about 100 protesters gathered at Governor Polis's Boulder residence, rallying against COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Some carried signs saying, "Freedom over fear" and "Unmask the truth." Others expressed their support for Canadian truckers who had earlier blocked roads in protest of vaccine orders in that country. The Daily Camera reports that one protester said they were part of a group called No Vaccine Mandates Colorado. While there are no vaccine mandates in Boulder County, some state and federal laws require them for certain businesses and individuals, including healthcare workers and state employees. However, they can instead be tested twice a week for the virus. The governor's office did not respond to the protest. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is scheduled to decide Wednesday whether to allow drilling to take place in contravention of a 2,000-foot setback rule. A subsidiary of oil giant Occidental Petroleum has asked for a waiver from the buffer so it could drill 26 wells near almost 90 homes in the town of Firestone. The Colorado Sun reports that critics say granting the request would make the new oil and gas rule useless. The 2,000-foot buffer rule was imposed after a law was passed in 2019 that shifted COGCC's role from promoting oil and gas development to protecting public health, safety, welfare, and the environment. Mike Foote, who used to be a state legislator representing part of Boulder County, said that this type of drilling in neighborhoods was what the law was designed to prevent. He was one of the bill's sponsors. According to the Sun, the commission has already approved two drilling waivers inside the 2,000-foot setback rule, one involving over only a few homes and the other was approved by a resident. State health officials are opposed to the waiver unless certain conditions are met, but the company has rejected most of them. In related news, a measure at the state legislature would require strong air monitoring rules to cut hazards in neighborhoods. Environmental justice advocates have prioritized the bill, according to the Colorado Sun. The measure would place 5 new air toxin measuring sites around the state. It would also set hazardous levels for dozens of chemicals and start requiring the cutback of industrial emissions. The environmental groups and the bill's sponsors say that air toxins at the neighborhood level are largely unknown and unregulated. Jenna Griswold, the Colorado Secretary of State, has issued new temporary rules intended to enhance the security of the state's voting systems. Griswold's announcement comes after systems around the state have been breached. She said that every Colorado voter, Republican, Democrat, and unaffiliated, deserves accessible and secure elections, according to Colorado Newsline. The rules will guide officials on how images of voting equipment systems can be made. Investigators have been looking into the conduct of 2 county clerks, one in Mesa County and the other in Elbert County, involving the sharing of copies of hard drives. Griswold said that the rule changes are immediately necessary for Colorado to comply with both state and federal law. And Griswold was the focus of a lengthy town hall-style meeting of far-right election deniers in Douglas County last Thursday night. Colorado Newsline reports that what was called an emergency meeting was organized by right-wing activist Joe Altman and was attended by Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters just a day or so after she was arrested for obstructing the seizure of her iPad pursuant to a search warrant. The crowd at the event gave Peters a standing ovation. Before Peters arrived, Sean Smith, a prominent election conspiracy advocate, rallied the crowd against Secretary of State Griswold, accusing her of complicity in election fraud. People there chanted, "Lock her up." Smith said that if someone is involved in election fraud, then they deserve to hang, garnering applause and shouts from the crowd. Griswold tweeted out a video of the event and said that she was sharing it so everyone can see the threats against election officials like her are happening every day and that people must stand up to these blatant attempts to end democracy as we know it. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved covering 75% of the cleanup costs for removal of property debris caused by the Marshall Fire. The Daily Camera reports that FEMA's approval was announced by Louisville City Manager Jeffrey Durbin. Those costs include destroyed structures, downed and damaged trees, burned vehicles, and other items. Durbin told his city council that Boulder County is still waiting to hear if FEMA will fund 100% of the costs, and he said they may hear about that in the next couple of weeks. In today's weather, we'll see sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s and an overnight low of 31. About the same for tomorrow, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 50s. Snow is likely Wednesday. Right now, it's about 28 along the Front Range. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.